talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
He works hard to give her all he thinks she wants. A three-car garage, her own credit cards. He pulls in late to wake her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Kenny Rogers with Buy Me a Rose, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is happening two weekends from now, January 24th through the 26th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to – today's show, by the way, is sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and we'll be talking to Daniel James. Also, Bethany Beach with Century Glass, and we'll be talking about how you can win a $2,000 custom heavy glass shower enclosure from Century Glass at the Charleston Home and Design Show two weekends from now. Also, Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie, and they're also a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And finally, Mark Nettles with Pelican Exterior Washing. Well, we've got, I would say, if not the best, one of the best home shows ever coming up for you two weekends from now, January 24th through the 26th. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take a couple of minutes just to talk about that. First of all, on Friday, free admission Friday, all from 11 a.m. until 5:30. And that's usually, you know, when we talk to vendors about our home show, they have done, some of these people have done shows, hundreds of shows all over the country, and Fridays are always a slow day for home shows, but not ours. We've kind of broken that industry standard, and we Friday is one of our biggest days, and so from 11 a.m. until 5:30. People like to duck out of work a little early in Charleston, so you can come down to the Gilliard Center, downtown Charleston, and from 11 a.m. until 5:30, enjoy the show absolutely free. On Friday at 3:15, we've got a couple of special things going on. At 3:15, we have our second annual swimming pool panel of experts. And these are experts from Charleston's top pool companies who will answer the questions every pool buyer should know before they take the plunge. And it was very popular panel lecture that we did last year at the Charleston Home and Design Show. We decided to bring it back. And so come to the show in Friday afternoon starting at 3:15, and it's a free lecture. And we've gathered the top pool companies in Charleston to do a panel discussion, talking about the questions, the most asked questions that that they get from their customers. And it's very, very important to do as much due diligence as you can before you make a big purchase like a swimming pool for your home. So this, if you're planning on a swimming pool sometime in the future or maybe in 2020, you definitely want to attend the swimming pool panel of experts Friday afternoon starting at 3:15. At 5:30, the show closes for about 30 minutes, and then 6 o'clock we reopen for our VIP home show party. And that's going on from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's being sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing, Cambria Quartz Countertops, and also Advanced Window Fashion. And that's from 6 to 9. You do have to have a ticket for that, and tickets are available at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And they're only $15, and $15 ticket entitles you to a open premium beer and wine bar. And then we've got several carving stations with chefs that are carving ham and turkey and all sorts of good stuff. We've got different pasta stations, and then there's past hors d'oeuvres. It's a very elegant event going on for our VIP home show party Friday evening from 6 to 9. And again, it's a great value, only $15 for tickets. And we usually sell out. We do have we cap it at 400 people. And so get your tickets now at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Or if we do have any tickets left over, we're selling them for $20 at the entrance. Still going on and talking about Friday, we've got free design consultations happening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we have arranged with some of the top local interior designers and architects for them to volunteer their time to offer free design consultations for homeowners. And so if you have a design dilemma, if you're planning a project and you'd like to get some advice from an interior designer or an architect, they'll sit down with you for a free design consultation. And all you have to do is call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 843-577-7652. 843-577-7652. And when you come to the show Friday, Saturday or Sunday, January 24th through the 26th, you're going to want to register to win one of three $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away. And we always have local winners, by the way. And so three lucky locals will each win a $2,000 home improvement prize package. One of the packages is a $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats. The second package is a $2,000 expert paint package from First Class Painting and Restoration. So they'll come and paint your house. $2,000 worth of services there. The third lucky local will win a $2,000 heavy glass shower enclosure from Century Glass. So I always make this comparison. When you buy a lottery ticket, you're like the odds are like 1 in 240 million or something like that. It's almost as if you don't really, whether you sign up or not, you don't have any chance of winning. It seems like, and whereas we usually get about 3,000, 3,500 people coming to our home show, and so you have a 1 in 3,000. Chance to win one of these prizes. So that's pretty good odds. On Saturday morning, starting at 10 a.m., you want to be one of the first 200 families to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, and you're gonna walk away with a free Tervis tumbler, and that's a $22 value. It comes with a with a lid. It's while supplies last, and with paid $7 admission to the show. And then, of course, we've got the free design consultations going on Saturday. And then we start our lecture series Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. We've got Kalman Construction, Where Did All My Money Go? A Forensic Look at a Kitchen Remodel. And so the last thing you want to do is go through your project and run out of money or something. So Kevin Kalman's going to be able to talk you through where the dollars typically go. At 1 p.m., a seminar by Remark Landscape Architecture called Sustainable Design That Transcends Style. And that's at 1 o'clock with J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. At 2 o'clock, a lecture called Home Automation, How Lighting, Security, Temperature, and Window Treatments Can All Be Seamlessly Integrated into Your Home. And that's going to be put on by Next Gen Automated. And then at 3 o'clock, Mini Split Systems, What Are They and Are They For You? And that's by AirMax Heating and Air. On Sunday, the show opens at 11 o'clock. And if you're one of the first 200 families, you're going to get a free Rewind candle, and that's a $28 value. Those Rewind candles are very trendy. They're made right here in Charleston. And be one of the first 200 families on Sunday morning, starting at 11, and you'll get a free Rewind candle with paid $7 admission to the show. Both Saturday and Sunday, we have $2 admission after 2 o'clock. And so if you can't come to the show until the afternoon, after 2 o'clock, admission's only $2. So that's pretty good. And again, free design consultations with architects and interior designers going on Saturday and Sunday. And then on Sunday, our lecture series continues. This is very exciting. We've arranged to have the builder of the HGTV Dream Home 2020 that was built in Hilton Head. His name is Chris Dalzell with Shoreline Construction, and he's going to come and talk about the project and how you can win a prize package worth over $2 million that's going to be giving away in February 2020, so you can meet the builder there. At 2 o'clock, we have How Your Home Can Survive the Lowcountry Weather Elements Without Having to Repaint Frequently, and that's by Carolina Machine Finishing. And then at 3 o'clock, we have invited Christina Butler. She is an expert on historic homes here in Charleston. She's a professor of historic preservation at the American College of Building Arts. And she's going to deliver a lecture called Charleston's Master Builders and Their Enslaved Artisans, a historical look back at the construction of Charleston's historic homes. And all of these lectures and seminars are free, free of charge. So we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show. There's a connected parking garage right next to the Gilliard, and they have a special rate of only $5 per car. And there's plenty of on-street parking if you want to go that route. And on Sunday, parking on the streets is free. And so, again, admission is only $7 per person Saturday and Sunday until 2 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, the admission drops to only $2 per person. And I want to thank all our sponsors, Aqua Blue Pools, Charleston Amish Furniture, Carpet Baggers Carpet One, Closets by Design, Express Sunrooms, Melser Tile, Patriot Blinds and More, Shelf Genie, Y1025 FM, 94.3 WCFM, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, ABC News 4, and the Post and Courier, and of course, sponsoring our party Friday evening, Palmetto Surfacing in Cambria, as well as Advanced Window Fashions. Have a great weekend. We want everyone to come out 2 weekends from now to the Charleston Home and Design Show. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and we are very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's coming up 2 weekends from now, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with the owner of Patriot Blinds and More, Daniel James. How are you, Daniel?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Tim.
Sure. Daniel, take a moment and tell everybody about Patriot Blinds.
Well, we do everything window treatment related, even do retractable awnings as well, but from plantation shutters to smart home shades to cordless shades, blinds, window tinting, we do it all. And draperies and balances. If it has to do with the interior side of a window, we pretty much do it, in addition to, like I say, retractable awnings as well.
Very good. How did you come up with the name Patriot Blinds?
Well, our company, one of our core values is doing everything we can each day to be conscientious of giving back to our service members and our military in every way we can, whether it be taking care of government active duty, our local service members here, whether it be fire departments, police departments, and just all they do to keep us safe, and the wonderful job they do day in and day out, risking their lives for our safety. Mm-hmm. And it can often be a very thankless job, and we want them to know in our little ways as that we can how much we appreciate them. And our company, we have multiple veterans in our company. There's very few people in our company that don't have a close connection with our military, mm-hmm. and whether it be a father, a grandfather, a spouse. And like I say, we also have multiple veterans on our staff as well. So it's a strong and very near to dear core value of our company. And gotcha. That's really where the name kind of came from.
Well, that's great. That's great that you respect veterans and showing your patriotism. how many different markets is Patriot Blinds and More in?
Oh, we have a warehouse in Mount Pleasant, serves the Mount Pleasant, Charleston, Somerville area. We also have a location in Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, and Jacksonville, and New Bern.
Okay.
So really the whole North and South Carolina coast. We started in Jacksonville, North Carolina, but Charleston is already our number one market, and mm-hmm. it's where we anticipate seeing the most growth from. It's a market that is more geared towards wanting the smart home shades and the things that we provide that maybe more entry-level companies cannot.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of smart homes, talk about how Patriot Blinds and More can help homeowners create a smart home with their window treatments.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the possibilities are really endless now, Tim. I mean, if you can imagine it, you can do it with smart home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to pull up in the driveway and have your phone's location cause your doors to unlock and your window shades to go up and the lights to come on and the dog to be let out the back door, I mean, you can do it. Like, it's so once you connect your shades to a smart home hub, literally the possibilities are endless. Now, most people don't go to that extent. Most people want something very simple, like, hey, I'd like for the shades to go down when the sunlight's coming in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Or maybe I'd like the shades to go up in the morning and let the light into the bedroom and really be woken up the way God intended us for to be waking up, with natural light rather right. than an alarm, beep, 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 in my ear, you know. And so most of the time people are really dipping their toe in the water with smart home, and I think that's totally fine, because just a small bit of capability can be really life-changing. To be able to go on vacation with ease and not worry about somebody scoping out the house saying, oh, no one's been active there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
You could control your shades on a vacation in Italy and say, oh, let me go ahead and send those up and down. That way it gives the appearance somebody is home.
Right, right.
And the energy efficiency, too, of, oh, I left home and I didn't take time to put those shades down because I was in a rush and I had my coffee in my hand. No bother. Let me just go on my phone here and put everything down with the mm-hmm. push of one button. It's a wonderful thing. And we really liken it very much to the same way television remotes.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, well, I don't need a remote. I can get up and change the channel. And then a few years went by and the remotes started becoming more popular. And then it kind of was like, well, if we can't find the remote, we're not watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the direction that window treatments are very much going. when you have more and more windows in a room and being able to control them easily, all at once. It's, mm-hmm. it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Is it necessary to run extra wiring and hire an electrician to run wiring through the walls and so forth in order to connect to these automated window treatments?
That's an awesome question. It's absolutely not necessary, but it can be done that way too. So the majority of the shades we do are actually battery powered, and you would think, well, can a battery power a shade like that? In some cases, we get 2 to 3 years out of life on a battery, and now they even have rechargeable options as well. Some products even come with solar powered. So in most cases, in an existing home, it's not going to be practical to run the wiring at that stage, and there's not going to be any significant downsides to going with battery powered because the technology there has just gone leaps and bounds from where it was 10 years ago. But yes, we can also do the wiring too, and that's generally going to be in the early construction stages that we're coming in and helping somebody with the product planning with that, working with their electrician to know what type of wire and where it needs to be run. And we take that all very seriously and make sure that we acknowledge, okay, we're the experts here, so we need to help our customers have this off their plate, mm-hmm. Find out what their needs are, and then we take it from there. I tell people all the time, as I say, well, we're not sure what we want yet. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're waiting until you're sure what you want to call us, then you're waiting until it's too late. Mm-hmm. You need to call us knowing that you need something, and it's our job to help you find that right path there. And so same thing with the wiring. Once we kind of find out what stage a customer's at, we can determine what's kind of best for them on mm-hmm. on that.
So if it's new construction, if the walls are open, it's preferred to run some hard wires?
I always love a direct connection with the wire. Right. That means that even in 2-3 years, I'm not having to replace that battery. Mm-hmm. But that being said, it's the majority, I'd say almost 80% of what we do is battery powered. So by no means are they missing the boat or anything without it.
Talk about, you mentioned the energy efficiency of window treatments, but that's not something, when people think energy efficiency, they think maybe insulation or maybe a high efficiency heat pump for their HVAC, but window treatments can really help a home become more energy efficient, right?
Absolutely. Well, not only can they help, but they are one of the first lines of defense. So approximately 60% of your heat loss gain comes from your windows and your doors. So, I mean, that's a humongous number. If you think about some of the older homes we have here in downtown Charleston, one of the first things people look at is like, oh, how are we going to manage these single pane windows? They just don't keep the house heated or cooled, whatever it may be. So in that situation, one of the best things you can do is put an energy efficient shade. It might not be practical to replace those windows. Also, it could take away from the gorgeous look of those old single pane windows that mm-hmm. have the true glass that you can just see the unique texture that you can't find anymore. And they want to keep that integrity there. But so then it's, well, what can we do to help this while still maintaining the integrity of that early 1800s window? And so cellular shades are a wonderful fit because they're extremely energy efficient. They have a high R value, which is how you measure insulating purposes. And then they also disappear really well, which is one of my favorite things about them, is sometimes I don't want to see them and I don't want them down. It's an overcast day today and I'm not really getting too much sun in here. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. You can push them up out of the way and they're gone. So they significantly affect your electric bill. There, and different products have different energy efficiency levels, and we work with our clients to make sure that we help find the right product for their needs and what mm-hmm. they're looking for, style and energy efficiency.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Patriot Blinds and More?
Well, you can visit our website, patriotblinds.com, no and more on the website, so it's just patriotblinds.com. You can visit us at the Charleston Home Show upcoming in January. We're very excited about that. We'll be sort of positioned in the center of the main ballroom, right on the end cap of a aisle there, a double booth, plenty of samples for you to come by and visit us. But patriotblinds.com will lead you to our phone numbers, our emails, and everything there. It gives you a brief assortment, but really we're geared, we have complimentary consultations, and we bring a full mobile showroom to you with an expert designer. We don't have any entry-level salespeople. Our designers, this is what they eat, sleep, and breathe, and they enjoy helping you find the right product.
Mm-hmm.
All the time we get the feedback of, I had no idea it was this extensive and there was these many options, but you made it so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we love to hear, because that's what our goal is we want to be able to help take people to a design level that they didn't even think they were going to be able to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And what's crazy is we offer that as a complimentary service.
Mm.
We don't charge a dime to come out and do that. Countless hours and dollars are put into training our designers to make sure that they're on the cutting edge every day.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Daniel James, with the owner of Patriot Blinds and More, and we're very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's coming up 2 weekends from now, January 24th through the 26th. And visit CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com for more information. Thanks so much. And today's radio show is sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and they are a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show 2 weekends from now, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking to Bethany Beach with Century Glass, one of the vendors at the Charleston Home and Design Show. How are you, Bethany?
Great, Tim. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. In a moment, this is, I guess, what they call a tease. In a moment, I'm going to tell our listeners about the shower enclosure that Century Glass will be giving away at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So hold on for that. But Bethany, you take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Okay. Well, we're a locally owned custom glass company. And we have 3 locations, 2 in Columbia,
mm-hmm.
1 in Charleston, 8020 Dorchester Road, across from Bosch. Come out and see our showroom. We have over 20 beautiful showers on display there. And we've been in business since 1991. And whether new construction or remodel, we can install any type of shower glass enclosure you want.
Mm-hmm.
Our estimates are free and obligation free. And we also offer some other unique services, diamond fusion. We can apply. It's a coating. It's for low maintenance. It prevents buildup of soap scum and hard water stains, making it easier to clean and to clean less often. And we are so excited about the upcoming home show. We're going to be showcasing a new shower, which is my favorite right now. It's called the Cambridge. Pretty new to the glass industry. You know, the barn style doors
mm-hmm.
that are very popular right now. We have the original one where just one panel slides, but this Cambridge, both doors slide.
Mm.
It is great for tight spaces.
Nice.
When you have to worry about a toilet being in the way or some other sort of plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful shower.
And this new shower door that you're showcasing at the Charleston Home and Design Show, it's kind of like a barn door where you mm-hmm. can see the hardware and stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, neat.
Yes, yes. And speaking of different styles of showers, we can do anything you want, from the frameless, and as you know, that's a clean and elegant look with a minimal visible hardware or bracket showing. It's great for natural light to come through, gives an appearance of a much bigger space. And we use either clips or U-channels, and those are to secure the glass from the ceiling, wall, floor, whatever. We also do the semi-frameless, which that's also a great touch for any bathroom. They're typically cost a little less, but they have metal around the structure, but not metal around the entire door.
Mm-hmm.
So
Bethany, somebody has maybe a tub shower combo, or maybe they have like a big garden tub in their bathroom, and they really want a nice walk-in shower. Kind of describe what Century Glass will do to help with a project like that.
We provide the glass and the hardware that goes on the glass. So your tile company or stone, whatever you're using for your surround, they go in and put that in first.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be in before we come out and measure.
Mm-hmm.
The measurement has to be perfect. So that small little, you know, even if it's a grout line, it can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the last to come out and we measure. And then we discuss what style you like. And also our trained technicians can give great suggestions on what's going to work best there also.
What's the biggest shower enclosure that you can think of that Century Glass has been involved with?
You know, a trend right now is going all the way to the ceiling. And with that, we need a thicker glass, but it is beautiful. It is beautiful. We're also seeing some trends where, like in Europe, where they don't want a door. And I will tell you this. Often we go back and put it a door when they it is a neat look, but having that door is nice to get warm and
especially wintertime.
And then say you're not doing a huge remodel, but you want to bring a new modern look to your bathroom. We can it's a simple thing to do for us to come out and replace your shower curtain with a frame door. And it gives, it's a minimal, you know, construction process, and it gives a nice updated look. We also can provide ADA compliant shower enclosures. So if you're having safety concerns, come, you know, give us a call and we can guide you through that process also.
Excellent. What else, what other products does Century Glass offer?
Well, we're sticking with showers right now, we really can take care of most your glass needs from mirrors, patio doors, fogged windows, auto, commercial. But back to showers, we do we provide all the finishes that you would want to for your glass. And some trends we are seeing, actually what's very popular right now are matte black finishes. And the black is in keeping with the modern and industrial look that's popular right now, but some other benefits. The matte finishes are great for resisting fingerprints and smudges. And we keep those popular finishes in stock. And that really speeds up the turnaround time for the complete project to be done on our part. Sometimes hardware, you know, one of those small details that, you know, you don't think about. But things get backordered popular with suppliers. So we keep those popular ones in stock.
Is there any danger with like a big glass shower wall breaking or anything, cutting people?
We use tempered glass. So if that's why measurements are so important, though, because it really should never happen when the measurement is correct. But should it happen, it will break in a way because it's tempered glass where it is not going to severely hurt you.
It's not shards of glass or like you might see in old windows and things like that.
Yeah. It is safe.
Gotcha.
Glass showers are very safe.
Very safe. Yeah. And we got our glass shower enclosure from Century Glass over 10 years ago. And there's been a couple of times where I've kind of slammed the glass shower door accidentally and been like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to do that. And no problems, no problems
right.
at all.
Right. It really is constructed to, and that's why when I was just talking about being the last to measure to come in, that is one reason why measurements are so important.
We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, what about cleaning the glass shower enclosure?
That's why we offer a great product called Diamond Infusion, and y'all come by the show because I love demonstrating that. It's really neat to see, and that does make cleaning so much easier. But do not use harsh products on your glass. Really, a mild. Like Dawn and water. I mean, that does the job, but really that Diamond Fusion really eliminates
the water just beads up on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Makes it easy to
think
clean.
Of Rain-X, those benefits, but never use Rain-X on your shower. It's very slippery.
Well, let's get to the awesome free shower enclosure that Century Glass will be giving away at the Charleston Home and Design Show in January 24th through the 26th. Somebody local, some lucky local, is going to win this $2,000 free shower enclosure. Talk about that a little bit.
We're really excited about that. We love the being a part of the process of a home, you know, making bathroom dreams come true with what you're visioning. So we are really excited to be a part of that. And we will come out. Again, our skilled technicians will discuss what's best for their space. And they can come out of showroom too and look up, you know, over 20 showers also.
Gotcha.
But it will be totally custom because that's what we do, showers.
And depending, you know, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but an average shower wall might run about $2,000.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's a great price.
So it's not like
I would love to win it. That is a great price.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Go to www.centuryglasssc for South Carolina. .com or call our showroom at 843-614-4628.
And Century Glass, you have an awesome showroom on Dorchester Road.
Across from Bosch.
How many different shower vignette, glass shower?
About 20
vignettes on display. Mm-hmm. So you can choose exactly the style you want.
Absolutely.
Sorry, go ahead.
I also wanted to throw it out there. We do auto glass also. So if you have a crack or a repair, this is a great month to do it because we're offering free windshield protect, which is almost like the Diamond Fusion I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. It really helps repel water, and it helps with glare, mm-hmm. night vision. So it is a great product that we will apply free for right now.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Bethany Beach with Century Glass, and come out and see Century Glass at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks, Bethany.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and we're very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And now we're talking with Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie. How are you, Shoshana?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. Shoshana, take a moment and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I've been with the company going on 7 years now, and it's getting really exciting because people who have used our services in the past are starting to call back to do more work with us. The Shelf Genie company, we retrofit, so many times people don't want to change out cabinetry or add cabinetry. They just need to improve the function and accessibility in their kitchen or bathroom, pantry, a closet. We can go into any of these spaces and build out vertical panels and add glide outs, or most of the time we don't need to do that. We can use the existing walls of a cabinet or the existing walls of a pantry or a drywall pantry, create glide outs, create more storage space that's easier to get to on 100-pound shelving, glide out shelving that is just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes people get used to suffering. I think that's true of maybe some of the folks that live up north. They just suck it up every day and say, okay, it's gonna be freezing cold when I get into my car. They just kind of get used to the suffering. And I think that's true maybe with some folks who maybe don't have pull-out shelves in their kitchen. They just know that they're going to have to get down on their hands and knees and to search for pots or pans or whatever items might be in the lower base cabinets at in their kitchen, and they may not know that they could end that suffering, and Shelf Genie can help them.
You're so right, and the older we get, I mean, it doesn't have to start real old, but the older we get, the easier it is to pull little muscles in our back. We're just not as limber as we used to be. We sit a lot. So taking a lot of that activity out of context, just going under your kitchen counter, which you don't typically do anymore, that kind of work is most people aren't really cut out for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking of my mother in particular. She lives in Mount Pleasant, just turned 78, and I saw her get down on her hands and knees to try to get something out of, and she couldn't find a frying pan or something like that. It probably was there. She just couldn't get to it. And, you know, she's a good example of somebody who needs Shelf Genie and those nice pull-out shelves. And talk about the pull-out shelves themselves. So what will people experience when they have the Shelf Genie pull-out shelves at home?
Sure. Yeah, we measure to the millimeter, which is unique. And it's a fine measurement. We custom make every one of our glide outs. We use 100-pound capacity rails. We have three options. We have a designer series that has four different colors with solid wood. We have our classic, which includes a melamine bottom that doesn't scratch, stain, or warp. And both of those have a lifetime warranty. And then we have one that's a little more budget-friendly, that's mostly plywood made with still 100-pound capacity full extension rail. All the rails are full extension. So we will go in, and we don't just provide a glide out, and this is a big deal. I'm an organizational designer. I've been able to coin that name because of Shelf Genie. And I go into somebody's space and I can immediately understand what they have. Now I have to help them figure out where's the smartest place to store it, because I don't want to give them solutions for areas without really thinking through how should they be using that area. So we go through, where's your prep area? Where's your baking area? Where do you like to keep your pots and pans? Where do you do certain things? And once we get through that, then I can say, okay, so then these things need to go here and these need to go there. And we start moving things around on paper. And then I can design beautiful solutions for them to then rearrange their kitchen. And I will say, in my full 6 years of business with this company, only 7 clients out of many hundreds have started working on their reorganization while I was there doing their design. Mm. And that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm, definitely. 100-pound capacity, what does that translate to in terms of pots, pans, items sure. that people might put under their...
Yeah, like your typical very heavy blender might be 15 to 20 pounds. So imagine 4 or 5 of those, you know, 5 mm-hmm. on a shelf.
So you could put a 15-pound blender...
Le Creuset pots.
Yeah, okay.
Those are very heavy.
Yeah.
And those could be 7 or 8 pounds.
Mixing a mixer and mixing bowls and things like
that. All of it. Yeah. And we can go up to 40 inches in any direction. So we can go wide, we can go high, we can do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. We don't typically have a 40-inch request for an edge. That would be ridiculous. But the width and the depth, mm-hmm. Those 40 inches in any way. And then the depth, you know, a lot of people need some height if they're going to store like Tupperware type things. You want to, sometimes people just like to throw them in a drawer. Mm-hmm. They don't have a drawer. So we create a drawer, and we can do all kinds of fun things. We can do things with slopes. So it's low in the front, especially as you get higher, and then it would slope upward in the back to prevent something from falling over the back. But yet you have that height to put something lightweight higher up. And that's mm-hmm. the other thing we do. We say, okay, let's get your lightweight stuff higher up and your heavier stuff easier to reach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And how deep would maybe one of the glide outs be? So
well,
if you're...
I've done under stairways where they're like 44 inches deep. Most cabinetry, you're looking at about 22 to 23 inches deep, come right to the front, right behind the face mm-hmm. of the cabinet. A pantry is typically, you know, 23 to 28 inches deep, depending on the pantry.
Okay. Where else around the house have you installed Shelf Genie
sure.
glide outs?
So hall closets, there's a great solution. Under your coats, mm-hmm. put some glide outs there for shoes, because otherwise it's this big hole that gets piled
right.
high with stuff. Under stairways, we've cut out and put drawers. Yeah, and you might have seen something like that in Pinterest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also creating pantry environments and unusual spaces mm-hmm. just to better use them. Hall closets, I said pantries, bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Under bathroom sinks, those can be so difficult. We all have all these little things that we need to get to, and we don't all have a lot of drawers. So we can cut around the pipes and have a U-shaped glide out on top and a nice glide out on the bottom to hold all the tall sprays and things.
That's awesome. That's yeah. great. And besides glide outs, what are some of the other options that that Shelf Genie can help homeowners with?
Right. We've added to our accessories. We've added, as a glide out, we've added a wine glide out. It's a slotted glide out that will hold the wine bottles in place. We have slide-out spice units that go in upper cabinets. We can do things. We work with RevaShelf, so we can incorporate RevaShelf products. We can create custom inserts made of solid wood for drawers. I was at a home yesterday, and their drawer must have been probably 42 inches wide and about 22 inches deep. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be creating some custom inserts so they can put spices and trivets and oven gloves in one drawer, and in another drawer, all of their cooking utensils divided out.
That's excellent. And Shoshana, you mentioned that you've been with Shelf Genie for 7 years. Talk about your experience with callbacks and warranty issues and things like that.
Yeah, I stay with this company. This is actually going into my seventh year. And I would say in a given year, maybe 6 to 12 out of hundreds of hundreds of clients that need something. And they could have been with us. I've been with the company, like I said, going on 7. But we've been here in Charleston about 11 or 12 years. So that's over a 12-year period. Maybe a rail. Maybe coffee grounds get stuck in a trash rail. Or maybe a screw will come loose. It's not typical. And it's so rare. Mm-hmm. But on occasion, I don't think anything ever falls. But they will call us and just say, hey, I'm concerned about something, we'll go over there. Mm-hmm. No problem. We have a lifetime warranty on parts and labor.
Oh, I was just going to ask you that, how long the warranty is. So lifetime. It's lifetime. Interesting.
It depends on which product. So the more affordable product is a 3-year. And I have actually had two of the styles in one of my homes that I rent out, and I've never had a problem with any of them.
Mm. Excellent. Well, that says a lot, because renters can be rough on...
Exactly. And that's been for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. And what if people are... They definitely want Shelf Genie glide outs and other products, but they maybe... You know, is there any kind of financing that's available or anything?
Yes, thank you. We have 0% financing options, and we're just rolling out a new program that I don't know enough about yet, but we've been offering it, and we're going to continue offering it at 0% for 18 months.
Excellent. Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
Well, the best way is probably to call me directly and let me know that they heard about us through this radio show, through Charleston Home and Design. And my number is 843-670-1392. I'm happy to take the call. They can visit us online at shelfgenie.com/Charleston. Mm-hmm. That's our local site. And we are based out of Atlanta, but just mention Charleston Home and Design.
Excellent. Okay, very good. Well, we have been talking with Shoshana Rychek with Shelf Genie, and we're very proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Shoshana.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is sponsored by Patriot Blinds and More, and we're very proud to have Patriot Blinds and More as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's coming up 2 weekends from now, January 24th through the 26th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Mark Nettles with Pelican Exterior Washing. How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you?
Good. Mark, take a moment and tell everybody about Pelican Exterior Washing.
Well, we're a local company. We're based out of Charleston. We've been in business for 11 years. We're going on our 12th season. Mm-hmm. We specialize in soft washing, and we also do pressure washing and do all types of buildings, residential and commercial.
I didn't know there was a difference between pressure washing and soft washing. What's the difference?
Well, a lot of people have the idea that to clean the exterior of their house, they use a lot of pressure and get up close and blast away all the dirt and contaminants and growth, which is satisfying and it looks good, but it's not the most effective way to clean. We've learned through our continuing education and classes and certifications that soft washing is the safest, effective, and efficient, most efficient way to clean a building by using essentially giving your house or building a shower. Mm-hmm. we wash wash the house using our cleaning solution, let it sit there, do its job, which is to remove all the contaminants, all the biological growth, and then we rinse it off. Rarely do we use pressure. The typical pressure washing would be for cement surfaces, cinder blocks, bricks, and concrete.
Mm-hmm.
All the other surfaces are best served by soft washing.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the process. Pelican exterior washing shows up at your house and for the on the day that you're going to do the job. And what happens?
Well, we've got a system of systems in place. The first thing we do is set out traffic cones to make sure people know that we're working.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Pelican Pro system, which is our plant property protection system, and that's designed to mitigate or eliminate any problems that you may have by pressure washing or soft washing. We cover all susceptible plants. A lot of plants are okay with our cleaning solution. Some are particularly sensitive, and so we protect those with a special covering. It's not plastic. Plastic sometimes can cook the plants, do more harm than help. We also cover all electrical outlets. We do an assessment beforehand to make sure all the windows are closed, there's no leaky doors, any of the problems that or any potential problems we try to address before we start.
Mm-hmm.
Then we apply our cleaning solution, let it sit there and do its job. It dwells for anywhere from a minute to 5 minutes, and then we rinse and rinse and rinse. And then we break down and take everything back and try to leave your house or your property in a lot better condition than when we got there. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Some HOAs require you wash your house. Is it typically once a year or?
Typically in the low country, we need to wash houses and buildings once a year. Those nasty letters go out and we get a bunch of calls. Typically late spring. And that's when the growth starts to show up and it warms up and people are outside and looking at houses. And a majority of our clients get their houses washed once a year, but we have a growing number of people that want it done every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that just keeps your house clean and looking as good as it can look.
What is it that makes our home so dirty? Like, my wife always complains about, we live maybe about a mile from the interstate, and it seems like there's kind of like a black dust that shows up on our porch floors that we have to rinse off every now and then. But what is it that's floating around that that makes our houses need to be the exterior washed by Pelican exterior washing?
So there's two main things. There's other things, but the two main things are biological and non-biological agents.
Mm-hmm.
The biological agents are typically worse on the north and west sides of your house, but there's a lot of things that play into that. The main issue is that the longer moisture is allowed to sit on something, that propagates growth, mm-hmm. biological growth, whether it's algae or fungus or anything that grows. The inorganic stuff is typically road carbon. You see a lot of that downtown. That is, and there's two different ways to clean depending on what you're doing, either organic or inorganic. That's road carbon. It's dust from tires, and it's also exhaust type stuff. It's more petroleum based.
That's why you got to get your tires replaced every so often.
And all that stuff is especially on roadways and in downtown. That stuff gets on houses. It gets all the way up 30 feet.
Right. It breaks down. Your the rubber on your tires eventually breaks down. And is it just little tiny specks of dust from the
and
road
carpet?
Yes, and
it's sticky. It's not, you can't wipe it off with your hand. You have to use some type of degreaser to get it off or soaps.
Because it's petroleum-based.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Gotcha. What about some of the houses that are elevated and man, it's like they're three stories and it's elevated too. How do you get way up there where the hornet's nest like to?
So the soft washing is when we use our equipment, we've got the ability to hit up to, depending on the wind, four stories.
Mm.
Pretty easily, and if we need to, we can get on an A-frame ladder. We try to do all of our cleaning from the ground. That's the safest place. If you can't fall off a ladder if you don't get on it. We typically, if we have to go higher, we either use ladders, which I try not to do, or we get lifts. We rent lifts and do it the safest way possible.
You don't put like wand extenders on or anything?
We don't
like
need
that.
To.
You don't need
yeah.
to.
I mean, we can put a 6-foot wand on and it gets you 6 feet, but I can get on a ladder, you know, and go up a 12-foot ladder and that's more effective.
What do you think of homeowners that pressure wash their own house?
They can do it. They can do just as good a job as I can. The real difference is the equipment. A typical homeowner has a pressure washer that's 2.4 gallons a minute. It's a Lowe's, you know, regular nice pressure washer. Our machines pump 8 to 11 gallons a minute. We also do this every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're faster, more knowledgeable, and pumping more water.
Yeah.
So we can do it a lot faster and with a lot less effort. But homeowners can get it done. And if people have questions, I answer them all the time. I'm all for a do-it-yourselfer tackling it. But the vast majority of the time, people figured out.
It's not an easy job.
No, and I kind of joke and say that we sell weekends because it's going to take somebody, you know, all Saturday and all Sunday, whereas it takes us, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours to get it, the same job done.
There you go. Yeah, makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Pelican Exterior Washing?
So you can go to our website. It's pelicanexteriorwashing.com. We've got a Facebook page as well, or you guys can give me a call at 843-737-1800.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Mark Nettles with Pelican Exterior Washing. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.